Coffee Shop Muffins by Skerabvd. Adapted and read by Momotastic. Reader's note. This story contains ableist language and sometimes internalized sexist comments and language from the protagonists, among which is slut-shaming, using the word girl to insult male characters, and some cis-sexism. There is also a fair amount of Americanisms and Briticisms mixed together, as well as a staggeringly big amount of dudes. Complete thanks and credits will follow at the end of this recording. All you had to do was watch them for all of 6 seconds, and you knew that Arthur and Merlin were one of those patently boring couples who had loved each other since the beginning of time, and always would until they had a final date at the restaurant at the end of the universe, and sit in the same booth and snuggle until Merlin had a minor panic attack about food that wanted to be eaten, and Arthur had to feed him ice cream until he calmed down a bit. They were the background couple to be the foil for the main romantic leads, who would angst and bitch and moan about how they hated each other with all their secret love juice, and they would snuggle and snip and have pickle-eating contests and offer advice. Truly horrible advice, mind you, but advice would be there along with the pickles, and the snuggling, and the pickle snuggling, and the Jedi duels with baguettes, until one of their weapons broke and the other declared, "Your weapon is inferior to mine. We shall chop it up, dip it in egg sauce, and have it for breakfast to show its shame." And then Merlin would make the French toast of the gods, and Arthur would have it with pickles. Arthur and Merlin were the kind of couple who would go into a coffee shop and get free muffins for being so sickeningly adorable. They were the kind of couple who tourists took pictures of. They were the kind of couple who watched marathons of bad TV in their boxers and threw noodles at one another. They were the kind of couple who played Hot Seat Civilization 4 so enthusiastically they were practically in each other's laps as they moved through the ages, and Merlin mocked Arthur for never leaving monarchy. They were the kind of couple that was so boring with how splendidly perfect for each other they were, you were kind of surprised they weren't old and throwing popcorn at ducks. It was all there, all the staples of a good relationship. Arthur put Merlin's head under his arm and noogied him until he grinned. Merlin propped his chin on Arthur's shoulder to see what he was doing. They cuddled up on their couch of mutual laptop staring and refused to move for hours, sharing companionable silence unless one of them wandered over to something entertaining and/or naughty. They would live in their boxers and socks if the girls didn't basically also live with them. They gave each other foot rubs, usually preceded by trying to shove their feet in the other person's face. Merlin made grabby hands for another bottle of soda, and Arthur would be the one to get up and get his damn radioactive mutant juice. Arthur would pick up more on his way home when they were looking low. Arthur would ask Merlin to make his favorite food, which was and pickles. And Merlin would make ice cream and pickles, or ramen and pickles, cheese crackers and pickles, milk and pickles, rice and pickles, chicken and pickles, or the ever-popular pickles and pickles. They wore matching mismatched socks. The problem, of course, being that then Arthur would then mention his crush on some girl in the class, or Merlin would get a call from his fringe benefit / girlfriend / sugar mama / shut up, we're complicated like a freaking Celtic knot type person of the month. Merlin was a heartbreaker. You wouldn't think so, but it's always the innocent-looking big-eared ones. And the observer would realize that Arthur and Merlin, while being the more adoringly boring couple ever invented since ever, were not actually dating. Oh, sure, Merlin bought Arthur plastic horses and knights for his ever-growing collection of action figures. And yes, Arthur would leave at 4 a.m. to drive to the 24-hour chemist and get Merlin some more cough medicine when he got another one of his skinny boy colds. Yes, of course they took each other to dinner, and Merlin would fix Arthur's tie, and Arthur would fix Merlin's hair, which, really, is the acne of lost causes, Arthur would say, whilst continuing his struggle with Merlin and his bowl cut. Yes, Arthur would give Merlin piggyback rides around Morgana, declared the cheese in the middle. And they snuggled like a pair of dysfunctional cats. Merlin, hold still, I'm trying to lie on top of your face. All of these things were true. Buddy would just get matching confused expressions if anyone actually referenced anything about them dating and point to each other and, in sync, say, he's just my best mate. Then say Jinx and demand a soda. It was just kind of weirdly unbelievable that they went to sleep in separate beds and had sex with other people and took them out on dates and whatnot because they were just so sickeningly adorable. You half want to vomit and half want to put them in a box and keep them forever? Morgana asked as she flipped through her anthropology notebook. Yes! Gwen said. I was like, oh, what an adorable couple! And then they weren't. And it isn't like they aren't still adorable. He had his head on his lap. Not that it isn't okay for boys to do, but he was petting him. It was petting and they were like two ducks. And ducks made for life. I want to make gold casts of them and make them into trophies and then make an elaborate rating system of couples who would win the Merthyr. Would we win a Merthyr? Morgana asked. We'd have a special trophy case for it in the dining room. Gwen patted her hand. You should see them when they get new shampoos, Morgana said, scanning over her notes for the day, which mostly consisted of doodles of clown bowling pins and Indiana Jones fighting snakes in space. Good class period, then. They'll play Guess the Scent, and Arthur will tickle Merlin until he tells Arthur, but Merlin always gets it. Mostly because Arthur always gets Irish Spring. Gwen put her hands to her mouth in a distinct, oh my goodness, that is so cute! And then whiffed her hands a little. How do you even stand it? They've always been like this. And if you think they're painfully cute now? When Arthur got a prize in a cereal box, he'd give it to Merlin. And Merlin kept them in a little cardboard box decorated with macaroni noodles, which his mom still has and shows everyone Merlin brings home, I might add. Merlin would take his little construction paper flag and tell our neighbors that their garden had been conquered in the name of King Arthur. Oh my god! They would have been so tiny! With their tiny hats and their tiny scarves and their wee little socks! Gwen said and flailed a bit more, and Morgana got up to get her a mug of tea to calm her down, and Merlin and Arthur looked up in sync to see her walk out. Merlin took off his glasses and Arthur took them from him and began cleaning them, saying Merlin was rubbish at cleaning. She seems nice, Merlin said, snatching his spectacles back and wrinkling his nose. You licked my glasses! I always lick your glasses, Arthur said, because he did. Because he was disgusting and had been since Merlin first got his glasses in second grade and was incapable of keeping them clean. You pickle licked my glasses, Merlin pointed to the open jar of pickles. Arthur smirked, then turned back to Morgana. I like her. She's much too good for you. I will be sad when you inevitably go all Billy No-Mates again and cock it up. We should nosh it up. No one says nosh anymore, Merlin. And yeah, let's pop round to the chippy or something. Both Morgana and Merlin stared at Arthur before Morgana poured Gwen some tea and left with a, God, you're British. I didn't see any milk and sugar in that tea. That is not a proper cup of tea, Morgana. You fail at tea. Gwen, break up with her until she makes tea properly. This cannot stand. And faintly, they could hear, little glasses.